Why Matthew residents are jumping at the chance to try wallaby pie at a local eatery. Signature dish was cooked up by co-owners Adam Wilson and Andrew Watson 17 years ago. Now they're top of the menu, although some still need convincing to ditch the steak and cheese. Adam Wilson, co-owner, with me now. Hi, Adam.
Good morning.
You haven't been cooking these for 17 years, though, have you?
No, they've had a bit of hiatus for a few years, and we thought we'd bring them back. We've owned the restaurant for about a year.
Why? Why do you want to bring them back?
Well, Waimate's pretty iconic for its wallabies, so we thought we'd utilise the meat and see if we can give something and to the residents of Waimate and the visitors and become famous for something.
And wallabies are a bit of a pest as well, so two birds with one stone, as it were.
Exactly.
What does wallaby taste like?
It's a bit of a wee bit of a gamey taste, but not too bad. It's sort of between venison and lamb. Yeah.
They're kind of cute, wallabies. Do people have to get over the cute factor?
Possibly, yeah.
Do you think they're cute?
I think some people would find them cute, others would find them a pest, so...
Well, you can have cute pests, I suppose. Rabbits are quite cute. Are people munching them up? How many do you sell a day?
We've only had them on the menu for about a week, and I suppose probably 100 people have tried them so far, but this Saturday, if you come down to the barn, you'll get to trial some mini pies for those that are a bit reluctant to try the large ones.
Oh, what are you saying? Free samples?
Some free samples on Saturday.
I'm there. I'm there for you. Do you shoot the wallaby your very self?
No, at the moment we purchase it from Mavatoir and Blenheim, or Premium Game. So you have to be licensed to process the meat. So.
Anybody else making wallaby pies, as far as you know?
Not that we're aware of, no.
Point of difference for the barn?
Exactly.
Looking forward to being overrun by wallaby pie lovers on Saturday?
Absolutely, and we've got a bit of live music as well, so it should be a good night out.
It'll be a jumping night.
I'll be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. Would you eat, if I offered you a choice between a bacon and egg pie or a wallaby pie, tell me the truth, which would you choose?
I just had a wallaby pie for breakfast this morning. It was pretty tasty.
Lord, God. Okay, 3 times a day wallaby pie man yourself.
Maybe once or twice.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you. Good luck. We've been talking to the co-owner of the barn in Waimate, Adam Wilson.